Oh, you know what? I just read this article today.
Yeah.
Probably a good one. And it's not sad or depressing, necessarily.
Okay. I'm skeptical.
This comes from Gizmodo.com. Written by Margarita Bassi. May 1st, 2025. Article title, "A Strange Unexplained Hum is Keeping Scottish Isle Awake at Night."
Yes. I love mystery hums.
Residents of the Scottish Isle of Lewis in the Hebrides are claiming to hear a strange humming noise. No one knows where it's coming from or even if it's real. Nevertheless, some hum hearers claim it's severely disrupting their lives. Lauren Grace Kirtley, founder of the Hebridean Hum, low frequency noise disturbance action and support group on Facebook, described it to BBC Radio's Good Morning Scotland program as, quote, I'm not going to do it in the Scottish accent, just so we can all actually understand what's being said.
That's disappointing.
"A very low humming, droning, pulsating noise. It's incredibly intrusive and distressing. I get lots of fluttering in my ears. It's making me dizzy and giving me headaches," end quote, she has said, according to BBC. In a Facebook post, Kirtley wrote that the group has made spectrograph recordings, graphs that show sound frequencies over time at each location, where people reported hearing the strange humming sounds. They identified a persistent, recordable 50 hertz signal of a variable strength present in all locations.
Interesting.
Indicating that the hum isn't being produced from the center of the island. Using this approach, they ruled out all known potential on-island sources, including posts, turbines, and other infrastructure. The group is now exploring offshore origins. The group says it's reached out to various organizations for support, but there's still no widespread agreement on the possible cause. Kirtley, however, believes that it is of human and not natural origin. Aren't humans natural?
Very unnatural, actually.
Yeah, that's
very
fair. Pamela Weaver Larson, a member of the 546-person Facebook group, suggested in a post that phenomena might be caused by autoacoustic emissions, low-intensity sounds produced in the cochlea, a part of the inner ear. In other words, hum hearers might be hearing noises created by their own ears rather than external sound. Quote, "Then why wouldn't I hear the hum wherever I go?" End quote, Larson mused in the post, explaining that she didn't hear the hum in Florida or Upper Michigan. The recent reports join a host of other mysterious hums that have been reported around the world for decades. There's even the World Hum Map and Database Project, which I did not know about, that we can click on. It's called thehum.com.
I'm there.
Founded by hum hearer Glenn McPherson, a former University of British Columbia lecturer. No way, they're right around
wow.
here.
Wow.
Yeah, which documents the map's self-reported data on which is frequently called the worldwide hum. According to the website, the hum is typically compared to a car or truck engine idling outside your home or down the block. Or as a low rumbling or droning sound, it's often perceived louder at night than during the day and louder indoors than outdoors. The description also claims, however, that sufferers hear it wherever they are, which was consistent with Larson's experience. Comhairl Nan Ilan Siar, the local council on the Isle of Lewis, confirmed receiving reports from other islanders about low-frequency sounds and said that the environmental health team is investigating the situation as reported by the BBC. That said, Kirtley, in conversation with The Times, said they're now pretty certain that whatever is causing this has a marine source and is likely impacting marine wildlife. It makes it even more important that the source is traced and the hum is silenced for good. It remains to be seen whether the group will actually hone in on the source of the reported hum and what experts will have to say about it. End of article at that point. Chelsea, have you checked out the website?
Oh yeah, can I just read? So there's dots all over the place indicating one person that has heard a hum.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm actually...
Hey, one person in Kelowna heard it.
There's even one person in... Where is this? It's off the coast of Portugal. This has to be either Spain or something. Big fan of the questionnaire.
Oh, like right in the middle of the ocean, yeah. Villa de Corvo. Yeah.
So listen, what's your age? Please describe the sound. Low hum, changing pitch between two tones. How much effort have you put into looking for the source of the sound? Some. What is your gender? Male. Please list any scientific or technical training you have. None. What year did you first notice the hum? 2012. By the way, this is like Fort McMurray or something. Alberta. Are you still hearing it today? Yes. Which ear is the loudest? It is equal. Does the sound tend to start a certain time? No. What was the one that I thought was funny? Please list symptoms, if any, caused by the sound. It's annoying.
It can be annoying.
Which is your strong hand? I'm left-handed. Like, why is that even relevant? Anyhow.
Okay. Well, yeah, and we've covered the hum before. I just thought it was a fun one. And it's not depressing.
Thank you for
that. At least as much as everything else that I can do.
It's going to be a good Wednesday.
Oh, good. And with that, we'll give you 48 hours, hopefully humless, to just appreciate life and what it has and just enjoy. Bye.